What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're in Londinium, and we're turning to the 21st century again. Although this time, it's not just about Musk, the richest man in the solar system who wants to die on Mars. It's also about, right immediately, the war between Jerusalem and Tehran. This has been building for many, many years. And the U.S. is now watching, Russia's watching, Beijing's watching, all the powers are watching. What happens next, we don't know. But we do know that what we've got here is an opportunity for what in a video game would be called the final battle. You make your way through all the levels of the game and you come to the big boss. And you better be equipped, you better have the right armor, the right tools, the right moves. I've seen children play this. And the real world, Israel has all the right tools, and Tehran is either acting a martyr to its cause or has a trick we don't know about. I can't tell. Germanicus, what I'm interested in your response is, in the Roman Empire, in our empire, we like final battles. We like it when the enemy gives battle, and it's very frustrating when they do not. One, do you believe Tehran will give battle because Israel's ready? And two, does this in any fashion tell us about the direction that the Eurasian wars are moving? The war in Ukraine, the war in Hamas, the war in Hezbollah, the war with Tehran, the war with the Houthis, the war in East Asia between Taiwan and Beijing. Can we learn anything from this final battle, which, of course, is never the final battle?
This is an American confection, like a video game. To call it a final battle is merely to trumpet the fact that the U.S. is trying to make it into a kind of marquee event, a final battle, and Israel, of course, as well. And if we were to look at what is going on from larger dynamics, it would be most comparable to the Third Reich's invasion of Soviet Russia in June of 1941, in the sense that Herr Hitler said to all of his generals, based on, pretty good information from like the war with Finland, et cetera, that all you had to do is kick down the door. This was a rotten structure. Everyone hated Stalin. You just had to kick down the door and it would be over. Americans, especially neocon American provocateurs, have been saying that for the last 30 years and more. And yet, Iran now, like the Soviet Union in 1941, is not alone. I mean, if the Wehrmacht had been able to ride roughshod over the Soviet Union without any American aid, they would certainly have won. But the U.S. had a huge pipeline, actually three pipelines into Soviet Russia with Lend-Lease, and that made all the difference. Now you have China and Russia in support of Iran. And then Iran, of course, is not simply a single place. It's also a kind of a constellation of the Shia world, including the Houthi, the Syrians, all of the Shia in Iraq. That's a big deal. And of course, the Sunni are afraid of the Shia because two centuries ago, the Shia were not much outside of Iran, but now they've spread in many ways, and Hezbollah's success in Lebanon, the Houthis' success, et cetera, has created a situation that is not amenable or accessible to force majeure. Force majeure means main force, we will destroy you. I do not think Israel can do that, even if it's fully backed up by the United States. It is a it's a tar baby, a briar patch. It's a situation where the U.S. could go down if it allows Israel to get sucked into, well, not sucked into, initiating and prosecuting a direct war against Iran.
But there's not just one war here, Germanics. I want you to help us understand there are two or three wars going on now, and this would be an additional war. The others don't stop because this one starts.
Right, and the U.S. has been suckered into wars in Ukraine, although the U.S. helped set up that war, and also now in the Middle East. And these wars have been draining the U.S., and I don't mean draining the U.S. in a kind of rhetorical sense. It's been draining the U.S. of all of its stocks of military ordnance, weapons. We're not in a position to fight a war. And frankly, you know, in the Far East, China has to do nothing. All it has to do is to support Russia and, to an extent, Iran, and they will bleed us out.
Suggestion you're making is that it's not the final battle, but that the U.S. is now in a position of weakness, not strength. Correct.
Yes. And well, okay, let's put two and two together. The U.S. is already in a position of weakness,
right,
because it entered into this proxy war against Russia, and it is now bleeding out, at least in terms of military capability. It is in no position to truly support Israel, and Israel will continue the bleeding so that the U.S. will be in a position where it is potentially fatally weakened.
And Asia,
and this war and will go on for years.
And East Asia also. The rhetoric is backed up by provocation after provocation in the South China Sea, threats to our allies, the Philippines, threats to our allies, Japan, threats to Australia, threats in all directions. That also is happening.
Yes, of course. But I mean, what China is doing is showboating. Its provocations against the Philippines are kind of just a softening up. And Australia is toothless, truly. It won't have any capability until it has American infused nuclear submarines, and that won't be for another 20 years because the entire defense industrial base of Australia is a joke.
The next moves are all written down then. We're not looking at a decision point. The decision is already made.
Well, what's going to happen is that our failure in Ukraine,
right,
and whatever is going to be unleashed in the Middle East is only making China's leverage with Taiwan more powerful, because think about it this way. Taiwan knows that the last thing they want to do is go down the route that Ukraine went down. They'll lose everything and they'll be destroyed as a nation because the U.S. won't stand up for them and won't save them. And they know that in their hearts. And so what they want to do is maintain enough of a strong attitude that they can negotiate with China eventually when China makes them an offer they can't refuse. But in a sense, what I'm saying, let's put it plainly, the U.S. has queered the deal with Taiwan. We've destroyed any hope that Taiwan will resist because they don't want to be destroyed.
All right, you can't find an ending to this then. That's what I'm not going to ask you for resolution. I'm just going to say we're into great power competition, and these wars will not be final.
No, we're losing, and we need to, when you're losing, the most important thing to do whether you're a great power or small power, the most important thing you need to do is say, how do we stop losing? Because once you change the terms of your situation and stop losing, then you can start thinking about either winning, if that's still possible, or coming up with a better outcome in the end.
We're going to turn to the choice we have. Again, Germanicus and I are going to use the model of the Roman Empire and the in late classical as well, because the Roman Empire had a way of war in the first and second century, and then it changed. And when we come back, which is the choice for the U.S.? I'm Gaius, he's Germanicus, we're in Londinium, and this is Friends of History Debating Society.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.